Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend, Wayne Cruz. Wayne is VP of Policy and Director of Technology Studies at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. I've been recommending this organization to you for a long time. They work really hard at shining a light on the stealth tax, the hidden black dark matter that you and I run into that's now taking more out of our pocket than income taxes. And it's just proliferated at an obscene level. And I can't be anything but indignant. I can't be anything but angry. As a small business owner and as the small business advocate, it just makes me so mad when I think about all the headwinds that have been put in our way by the Obama administration. It's like they're our enemy. And I've talked about it so much, Wayne. I've talked about the fact that we've got all this anti-business rhetoric and policies coming out of Washington, and it's the reason why our economy can't get out of the blocks.
I agree. It's small business and medium business, big business needs to be seen as the heroes that they are and the job creators that they are. But everything Washington is doing is almost aimed at eliminating their ability to create jobs. We were talking about the overtime rule.
They're doing things, Wayne, that they don't think that they're hurting small businesses, but that basically they're rolling over on top of us.
Yeah.
We become collateral damage. We're collateral damage.
Well, you know, I mentioned to you that case of, it was a European businessman who was talking about labor regulations, saying the exact same thing, that he said, when I get the urge that absolutely must positively have to hire a new employee, I go to bed and hope the feeling is passed.
Hope it goes away,
Because they run into these kinds of issues. There's no reason for the federal government to set up business people and the concept of employment as enemies, but they do that. And the kinds of rules you're talking about, the overtime rule was something where they got thousands and thousands of comments.
Oh, yeah.
And now
I smoked them on that
over.
One.
But a lot of this stuff, Jim.
But the good news,
You told me before that a lot of your business folks didn't even realize that the deadline was coming up. So
no.
Thank goodness that has been set aside. But a lot of the stuff they're doing that the regulators are doing is not even coming from a law from Congress or not even coming from a normal regulation where people could comment on it, but they're just issuing these commandments and guidance.
That's the dark
matter. That's what happened with the joint employer rule.
Yep.
and things of that sort. Even the Waters, the U.S. rule was that way. So
here's a question
for you.
Not
even normal regulation.
Let's get to the reality of what President-elect Trump's going to have. He's got a Republican-controlled House. He's got a Republican-controlled Senate, but he doesn't have a filibuster proof in the Senate. What are the challenges if he's going to build his changes on rock, on solid ground, not on sand? Then he's got to go through Congress. He's got to work with Congress.
Okay.
How much is the Senate, is not having a 60 member Republican majority, is it going to water down his ability to make things happen?
Yeah, that is a problem. Just a couple quick things on that, because I know you don't have much time in this segment. But first of all, by executive action, he can do what Reagan did and bring back the strength of Reagan's regulatory review executive order. That's been watered down over the years. Under Reagan, the Federal Register, that daily depository of rules, dropped by a third, and the number of rules coming out of the agencies dropped by a third.
And that doesn't have to go through in front of the Senate?
Right. He can do that on his own.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing.
That's an executive power that can stand?
He can do that on his own and reduce regulations at the outset, but what he's got to do with Congress is work on things that quickly he can work on things that already have bipartisan legs. The one in, one out that we were talking about a short time ago actually began with Senator Mark Warner, who's a Democrat from Virginia.
I got to ask you this question. Are you saying that the president may not be able to create long-lasting regulations, but he can get rid of regulations without Congress?
He can. see, every regulation that comes out of an agency, remember there are thousands of them.
Right.
And they're going to be enforced to certain degrees. And a lot of them will have statutory deadlines, others will not. The president can say, this new regulation from EPA doesn't have a statutory command.
This
I'm not going to enforce it unless Congress approves
this
it.
This is good.
He can do a lot.
See, we can control the new ones, but with the majorities, but to get rid of them, I didn't realize the president had that kind of. If you think about it, he's got the ability to tell his secretary or whoever to enforce it or not to enforce it.
Just as
Obama did that.
Make it long lasting.
Obama did that for 8 years.
That's right. But to make these things long lasting, though, we still need some change.
Still need to get
sunsetting and phase out.
I agree. CEI.org, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Cruz, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.